the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's have some fun on a Thursday. I mean that question as genuinely as possible. 888-957-9570. What happened? Like, I think there are a bunch. You came up with five different answers.
And I think all five are probably...
They're all good answers.
Yeah,
like,
accurate.
If I were with you on Family Feud, I'd be like, good answer.
Good answer, good answer. Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, Steph, good little player. And I don't care how old he is still really, really, really good. And you watch the game, and it's like, you know, Steph just kind of slowly works his way in the game. And then there's that 3 or 4 minute period where it's like, you know, three threes and an and one and a drive and the rest of it. It's like he goes from, oh, Steph Curry's got 4 points. He's got 18. And you went and, like, tried to get some milk for your daughter, or you cook something, and you turn around and he's got 18. It's like, wait, what? How did that happen?
Curry Flurry.
Dude, explosive still.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that this question sort of, it lands in terms of what kind of sex appeal do you want to use with your answer? Because most of us, when we watch basketball, we look at the offensive end. And we go box score diving and all of those things. And Kuminga played well, and then Wiggins played well, or they didn't play well, or this, that, or the other. But there's one thing that the box score never tells you, and as you always point out, it is literally the marker for whether or not you're actually a contender in the NBA, and it is your team defense. And the Warriors are number two this year so far in team defense, and I care less about that when they're going against the Portland Blazers or a Pelicans team missing half their players. I care a lot more about it when you're on the road in Boston. I know Jaylen Brown was out, but forget that part. That doesn't really resonate in terms of whether or not last night's a difficult game. Those are the champs. They're in their building. They're playing well, and they score the ball really well, and the Warriors' defense is fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. And you can take your over-under 43.5 wins, and you can turn it into toilet paper. That, if they play defense like that, this is a 50-win basketball team.
Well, and they're 7-1, so for that to come to pass, that would mean that they would only win 36 more games to be under, and there are 74 more, so that'd be 36-38 for the Warriors the rest of the way for that to go under. So, man, if you bet the over, you're feeling pretty, pretty good about a team who's given up just 105 points a game against Boston, who is averaging 122, Mark, 122 a game, and a team that went 37-4 last year at home. And you went in there, and it looked like in the fourth quarter it was starting to get away from you, and okay, they played well, and okay, Boston's, you know, probably going to go ahead and win this and close it out. But then in the blink of an eye, the D showed up again. The offense converted. That game flipped in a heartbeat, and you won it. You stole one.
They can do it a number of different ways, whether it's with the three ball, now having, again, somebody who can attack the rim like Andrew Wiggins. You had two huge cleanup buckets by Kevon Looney last night. He does look like he's sort of in different shape on that end of the ball right now. But I tell you what, man, it's exhilarating. It is so much fun to watch the Warriors when they play like this. And so there's a bunch of different answers, but that's what we would love to throw out to you right out of the gate. 888-957-9570. In your eyes, what happened? What has happened that has suddenly transformed the Golden State Warriors? They lose Klay Thompson and bring in some new pieces, but none of them are earth shatterers. What has happened that suddenly has the Warriors looking like they're as good as any team the NBA has to offer?
It's a lot of things collectively, and you know, we talked about this at the start of the year, like what would it take for the Warriors to be a top four seed, or what would it take for them to be contenders? And health, of course, is always number one, and we'll put that aside because you never know. But Steph still being good, Draymond being the Draymond that you all and we all want, which is aggressive but under control. And the big one for me is Andrew Wiggins. Can Andrew Wiggins be two-way Wiggs again and be consistent? And so far through the eight games, and he's played in, I think, six of them so far this year, he's been two-way Wiggs. He's been determined on offense. He's been solid on defense. And if he's that guy, he, for me, is the key to everything.
I'm with you, and I think that, like, this is the way I look at it. If you want to figure out why the Warriors are, and this is all we'll say at this point, they're better than we thought.
Right.
They're better than we thought. I don't know. Is this contender? It's too early for any of that crap. But they're better than we thought. So go through the roster and tell me who is performing better than you thought they would. Steph, he's doing exactly what I thought he would.
Exactly.
Pajemski, he's doing exactly what I thought he would. Moses Moody, he's doing exactly what I thought he would. GP2 is just healthy. He is the same guy he always has been when he's healthy. So you could look at it that way. Kyle Anderson comes in, slow-mo, whatever. He's got an awkward game. He's doing what I thought that he would do. De'Anthony Melton hasn't even played yet. There are three guys, essentially. There are three guys who are playing basketball. And you're even, it, by the way, I should throw this in, even Jonathan Kuminga, I think for the most part, is doing kind of what you would hope that he would do. He's doing it on both ends of the floor, so
right,
that's good.
Right.
But there's three guys who are playing ball where you're like, oh. And it is Draymond Green,
yep,
because he looks at peace. It is Andrew Wiggins, because he looks at peace.
Yeah.
And it's Buddy Hield.
Dude, Buddy Hield.
And it's Buddy Hield because he also, I wouldn't phrase it as he looks like he's at peace. He looks like he's found his home.
Right. He's found his system. And he's in a spot where he can go out there and just be Buddy. And you saw it last night where he hit the big three, which turned out to be the night-night moment. And Steph is right there. And Steph just screaming. And he gives him five. And then he gives him 10, 15, and 20. And they couldn't stop high-fiving each other because that moment, Steph knew that that was, and I won't say that he's a Splash Brother because there will never be another Splash Brother, but Buddy Hield is doing a lot of the things that Clay used to do, which is need a three, Steph is being doubled or he's being harassed, give it to Buddy, boom, three. And I think they went up seven at that point or six or seven, and it was like, okay, game over.
Yep.
And Buddy did that, and he knew it.
Buddy did that, and
Buddy
it was
did that.
Center of the cup.
Totally.
By the way, I need something new at my place to yell when Buddy hits a bucket like that. Lovely Christie is not a fan of me yelling Buddy buckets.
No.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. It sounds annoying to her. But I thought of this because of the Splash Brother thing. Like some people want to call it, remember the Splash Buddies? And I went on a whole rant where I'm like, can we just not with the whole like the Splash Brothers
right.
thing?
And let's Jordan keep it was a Splash Cousin.
Well, and I
it's
didn't,
like, okay.
Right? And I
yeah.
didn't love, I don't know how many of you even saw this. I didn't love as a Warrior fan. I'm not criticizing, but it just didn't feel wonderful to go on Klay Thompson's Instagram last week. He's got a picture of Luka, and he wrote, my new Splash Brother. No. The Splash Brothers is over.
You don't get that in the divorce. Like, Splash
well
stays
said.
Here. And, you know, you guys got divorced, and it's cool. And, you know, Steph and the Warriors, we get to keep that. You don't get to be like, I'm the Splash Brother, and I bring that with me. No, you can have your boat. Fine. You can keep your house in Tiburon.
Like,
love it.
I think the Splash Brothers is still Steph and Clay. They just don't play on the same team anymore.
Right.
Something we'll look back on. They are the Splash Brothers.
Yes, and much like my two sons, who are brothers, they don't live in the same county. They live in, like, 300 miles apart.
Yeah.
They're still brothers.
Deadly
brothers.
What has changed the Warriors? 888-957-9570. We'd love to take your calls. Vince in Austin. Hey, Vince, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you doing today?
Great, man. What's up?
I think the Warriors played a wonderful game last night. even everyone stepped up on the defensive side of the ball. Gary Payton. I mean, these guys are playing old school Oakland street ball defense, which, you know, they're not out there hitting anybody, but they're playing really aggressive, and every man is picking up his objective. The other note I have is the Warriors this year have two solid big men. They have the young Trace coming up,
sure.
And then, of course, Looney making that cornerstone. You know, having two reliable big men, two guys who know how to play within the system and play responsible, that's going to really help them out this year. Yeah, I just wanted to get your guys' take. I love the show, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Vince, thanks. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I mean, the take is that, A, those players were both there last year, but maybe to further the point I was just making, each of them has little tweaks. I don't think they're as different as, say, Wiggins is from what he was last year,
yeah,
or what Buddy Hield was because he didn't play here. They're both on the team, but Trayce Jackson-Davis was a rookie, and so he's a little wide-eyed at times, and he didn't even really get into the rotation in the lineup until the second half of the season. And whatever Kevon Looney was dealing with last year, just it didn't look right. He physically didn't look right. He didn't look like he fit the team the way that he did, especially going back to the playoffs in the championship run when he was an absolute rebounding machine. And he looks more comfortable. He looks like he really focused on his body in the offseason, and he looks like his old self, cleaning glass down below and making big plays at big times.
And I do think a lot of it stems from the fact that none of these guys are playing more than 20 minutes or 25 minutes. So when you're out there, if you're Kevon, or if you are Kyle Anderson, or if you're TJD, you know that you get 5 or 6 minutes, and you go out there and you play as hard as you can, and then you're coming out no matter what. So you don't have to save anything. It's max effort. When you play 12 guys and you're on the floor, it's max effort, because you know you're coming out no matter what, unless you're Steph or maybe Draymond, maybe not even Draymond, but everybody is playing hard and coming out. So, yeah, Kevon can go out there for 6 minutes and just ball.
888-957-9570. What has changed the Warriors in your mind? We'll take your calls. Grant Cosell is in 45 minutes. Jay Billis is on the show, and a strong chance GP2 calls us in just about a half hour. But it's you coming up next.